Attention HR professionals. Are you tired of dealing with poor performance from your managers? Are you sick of having managers run to you for every single little problem? Would you like to build the confidence and competence of your management team? If so, then contact Boss Builders. At Boss Builders, we specialize in building up the skills and confidence of your organization's managers. We do this through our popular Driving Results on-site training programs, our signature program, the Video-Driven Boss Builder Academy, and we even license our course materials so you and your internal training staff can get those managers confident and competent. For more information on how we can help you improve the performance of your organization's managers, contact us today at www.thebossbuilders.com or at 931-221-2988. Should the cabin lose pressure, oxygen masks will drop from the overhead area. Please place the mask over your own mouth and nose before assisting others. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the HR Oxygen Podcast, the show focused on the overworked, overwhelmed, and underappreciated HR professional. And now, here is the host of our show, the Boss Builder, Mac Monroe.
Well, hello, and welcome to this episode of HR Oxygen. Hey, what if you had access to a tool that would help you figure out why people do weird stuff, why they communicate in strange ways, why they handle conflict in a way way different from you, and overall are just a weird, difficult human being to be around? Hey, that sounds like you're talking about everybody I know, myself included. Well, you know, there's instruments out there that can help you do this. At Boss Builders, of course, we use the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator and our own MBSP instrument. But I have a really, really great guest today. He's my good friend, Jeremy Evans. And Jeremy is a certified expert in a tool known as Insights Discovery. And so I want you to listen to this because I think you're going to gain something really, really valuable from it. It's a pretty easy way, once you've taken the assessment and been to the workshop, to use a little bit of color coding to help you figure out how a person shows up, what kind of energy they have. More importantly, then, if you understand this about yourself, you'll be more adaptable, because we've discovered that nobody is really interested in changing to make us happy. We've got to do the changing. You'll get some really good insight from the insights, and you'll enjoy Jeremy. He's a great guy. So sit back and relax, and let's enjoy our conversation with my good friend, Jeremy Evans. Jeremy Evans, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mac. Glad to be here.
Yeah, this is great. I'm glad we finally got a chance to do this. Jeremy, I've known you for a few years now. We've worked on some projects together, and the topic today is the Insights Discovery, which is a personality or a behavioral assessment. I'm not really sure. That's why I've got you on the show, and I know you'll explain it to me. I've seen it before, but not really paid attention to it. But before we get into that tool, I was hoping you could share a little bit about your background with us, and then we'll jump into Insights Discovery.
Sure. Happy to. So I currently work in learning and development. I manage the function for a medium-sized organization here in North America. And I like to tell people I've had a little bit of a non-traditional path to get into learning and development. It started out in my childhood by being a know-it-all. And so what else can you do when you know it all? I've always had a strong interest in helping others and in teaching others. In my early career, I started out in customer service and sales, and I quickly gravitated towards technical training. And from there, I moved into really all types of training. So going from the technical into the softer skills, into leadership development, team effectiveness, and things of that nature. So I always tell people it's been a non-traditional path. I've got a foot in HR, but I don't have an HR background. I've taken some graduate work. I've got a master's in instructional design and performance technology. So I've got the credentials and the familiarity with the tools, but it's been a heck of a ride.
That's great. And it's always better to have a foot in HR rather than have HR have a foot in your backside.
That's right.
That's right. Well, that's great. And I have seen you in action, and crowds really get into you. You're an engaging guy. And so I'm super glad to have you. So let's talk about the tool, Insights Discovery. First of all, tell us what it is.
So Insights Discovery, like you said, it's a personality assessment. It's a behavioral styles assessment. And really, it's based upon the work, the research done by Carl Jung, who was a psychologist who was a student of Sigmund Freud, actually. And, you know, he's also the source of one of the other widely known psychometric tools out there, the Myers-Briggs type indicator. So really, it's the same body of research. What's nice about Insights is it's got a very easy to learn and a very easy to grasp methodology and model. And I know we've used it in our organization for a number of years and have been really helpful for us.
Well, we use a couple of instruments at Boss Builders. We have not actually ever used Insights Discovery. And so how does that differ then? I mean, if Jung was the father of this and of Myers-Briggs, and then from Myers-Briggs, mm-hmm. there's things like DISC, and then there's temperament. Where is the similarity and the difference between? Let's just talk between that and Myers-Briggs.
The biggest difference is really how they're presented and how they're given to people to use. And I've taken Myers-Briggs, and you know, I know I'm an INFP, and you know, I think there's a lot of great value, you know, from that instrument. I'm a big fan of it. But one of the things that you know, I've noticed that people will sometimes struggle with is you've got it's a four-letter acronym. You've got 16 different types, and it can be difficult for people to remember, you know, what the acronym means. And what's nice about Insights, what I find really, you know, helps people and learners connect to it, is it's based on a color model. You can imagine a circle, and it's divided into four quadrants. And the Insights Discovery model has a color in each quadrant. So you've got red, you've got yellow, green, and blue. And each one of those colors matches up to a specific type of energy. We can imagine that globe or that circle cut into two axes. One is introvert versus extrovert, and one is based upon, you know, how do you make decisions? Is it more thinking or more feeling? And so the combination of those two axes, you know, ends up with a color. And you've got red, it was really focused on let's get to it, let's have a bias towards action, let's do it now, let's focus on results and outcomes. Yellow is that social, engaging, enthusiastic, wants to be together, wants to be the center of the crowd and wants to do it together. And you've got green, which is more calm, a little bit more harmonious, wants to make sure that everybody's voices are heard. And then the blue energy is really focused on precision and accuracy. It wants to make sure everything is done right. Heavy focus on details and making sure that everything is correct. So that presentation is really easy for people to grasp. And instead of having to remember, you know, a lot of different letters and what they stand for, you can remember, hey, somebody who leads with red energy means this is how they show up. This is how they behave. We found a connection there. We found that really resonates with the learners in our organization.
Well, I think it would. Is there a conversion table? So, for example, you had mentioned you have a preference for INFP. Does that correlate directly to a color, or is it a different dynamic?
It's a little bit different. So, you know, like I said, the research is the same. There's not a direct correlation. But if you have a Myers-Briggs profile, you can pretty closely match it up to an Insights color. So they are separate instruments. The profiles that are generated from Insights do give a lot of information in terms of, hey, this is an ideal environment for you. This is your communication style. This is the value that you bring to a team. This is how you like to manage others. This is how you like to be managed by others. So what we find in our workshops that we use is that profile that gets generated, and I don't want to be too punny, but it gives people a lot of insights. You know, people really, they really learn quite a bit about themselves, and it validates some things that they've either known or suspected, and we always have positive reactions from it.
And now let's take a break for a quick word from our sponsor. What do you do when you have an employee who is highly skilled and highly motivated, but is still not successful? Some of these symptoms might be a person who's abrasive to others, Maybe they're not able to effectively communicate to others. Sometimes they say inappropriate things in meetings or in a one-on-one session. You observe them being culturally insensitive or highly opinionated. Or maybe they just have a few rough edges that need to be removed in order to be successful. In these cases, training is not your best option. At Boss Builders, we recommend coaching. Our strategic partner, Wisdom Tree Coaching, provides one-on-one or group coaching to resolve focus factor problems. The ICF certified coaches at Wisdom Tree Coaching use behavioral assessments and 360 surveys to define the root issue of the problem and then co-create solutions with the client. Wisdom Tree Coaching also facilitates a popular practical course entitled Coaching as a Discipline for Managers. Your managers will get helpful and useful skills to provide a coaching approach with their direct reports to mitigate and eliminate focus issues. Remember, training fixes skill problems. The best way to fix a behavior problem is through coaching. Contact the professionals at Wisdom Tree Coaching at 304-549-4630, or you can find them online at wisdomtreecoaching.com. And now back to the show.
I'm calm, caring, amiable, listening, concerned. You know, everybody's opinions respected. I enjoy taking care of people, and that's how I view myself. That's what I would call that green energy on a good day. Now, that's how I view myself. That's where my color falls. However, one of the things that we teach in our workshops is, you know, your view of yourself isn't necessarily how others see you. I like to think of that graphic that you and your listeners no doubt have seen, is that kitten looking in the mirror, and it sees a lion. How we see ourselves isn't necessarily how we're viewed by others. So what we might call, you know, that green energy on a bad day, it might show up as disengaged or stubborn or bland. Or plotting, hesitant to make a decision, doesn't like to be put on the spot. And those things are, they can all be true. So part of what we teach in the workshop is making sure that you're aware of what other people's preferences may be, and then adjusting your behavior appropriately to make sure that we don't create additional conflict, or that we're able to be as effective as possible in our interpersonal relationships.
Well, as someone with the preference for green, we would just then, of course, assume that that's the best of the colors. So in your opinion, Jeremy, which is the worst color to have?
Well, it's always natural to look at the opposite. So if green is in that bottom left quadrant, red is up in that top right quadrant. So that can be difficult. If you've got opposites, so whether that's green versus red or blue versus yellow, that can create some conflicts. That can create some friction. And a good example of this is really it's email. So I'm the kind of person, when I'm writing an email, I like to think of myself as the great American novelist. And I'm putting together this very lengthy, very explanatory, you know, and I always lead off with, hi, how you doing? Thanks for taking the time to read it. Just paragraphs of beautiful, beautiful prose. And it's fantastic. I mean, it should be published any day now. And that's my approach. That's green energy. Red energy, on the other hand, their emails, you've probably seen these, all caps, half of the message is in the subject line. The other half is in the body of the message, not signed. You know, you can't tell if they're mad or not. And if I get that kind of email message, my first reaction is, oh no, what have I done? You know, what did I do to make this person so angry at me? And conversely, when I send off my masterpiece and somebody with red energy gets it, you know, their first impulse is, oh, goodness. Yep, yeah. That old acronym, TLDR, too long, didn't read. So it's one of those things where if you're aware of the type of preferences that somebody has, then you can check yourself and you can say, hey, let me make sure I put that call to action in that first line. Let me make sure that I make it very clear what I'm asking for. Let me cut out 70% of this message. Let's really get to the point. So that's a good example of how you might be able to use that knowledge effectively.
Well, that's great. And I guess I was being facetious. There is no right color. There's just, I guess, the one you got to own and manage better than, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're all different. And what's nice about the profiles is that the way the methodology is set up, you can literally have over billions of different formulas and combinations. And so, yeah, you're 100% correct. There's no best color. Even your own color energy is not the best. And it's also important to remember that these behavioral attributes, we all have the capability of using them. So even me, with my green energy and, likes to be calm, fairly quiet, wants to make sure we're all involved. Hey, for years I was involved on, I headed up the safety committee in the office. And so when that fire alarm went off, I didn't care if I interrupted your meeting. I had to get you out of the building. So we can all make use of, dig up and really use and embellish any of those four energies, even if we're not inclined to use it. So yeah, it's not a message of, hey, which is correct, which is best. You're a unique you. And really the value comes from, how do I use this to improve my relationships and to make sure I'm as effective as I possibly can be?
Well, that takes a great deal of patience and wisdom. So how would a person say, hey, I have a preference to use the green energy? I know it doesn't always work, but how would a person make changes to that? I mean, do you announce it or do you just start doing it?
Well, part of it is learning what those other energies mean. Part of it is understanding what the preferences of the rest of that wheel indicate. And so knowing that, hey, if I'm dealing with somebody who's really got a lot of blue energy, I'm going to go meet with the head of engineering. And I know that she's going to have a ton of questions. And I know she's going to want to see the data for the recommendations that I'm making. Then I really can't lead with my green energy. I've got to adapt. I've got to really, understand and look forward to and say, okay, I'm going to be prepared with an appendix of information that has, the results from my pilot study. I'm going to anticipate questions. I'm going to not expect to have a decision because I know she's going to need time to process. So I'm going to give her all the detail that I possibly can. And then, once I've given that appropriate amount of time, then I can expect an answer. So that's an example where you might, go into a situation with that knowledge and say, hey, I know what this person, what they prefer, and here's how I'm going to modify my behavior appropriately.
That takes a great deal of understanding. That's great. Well, how do you use the Insights Discovery at your current organization, Jeremy?
So we've used it for a number of years, and we use it in some different contexts. We'll use it for some of our high potential programs. For instance, we've got some programs where we'll bring in people and in different functional tracks, and they've got they rotate through job positions, and we'll give them the Insights Discovery profiles and workshops as a way for them to acclimate at a faster pace to the organizations that they go into. We'll also use it in some of our leadership and management development programs. Again, because if you're leading people, if you're managing people, you can't say it's my way or the highway. And you know this. You've got to be able to build rapport with your people. You've got to be able to understand some of their preferences, some of their wants, some of the things that they need. And it really helps you become a better leader and a better manager when you do those things. I also use it quite a bit for team effectiveness. So if we've got new teams as a result of an acquisition or an organizational restructuring, then we like to go in with the leadership team of that organization, give them some insights, and oftentimes we'll augment it with some additional content around team effectiveness, change management, whatever is necessary. So we'll package together and make sure that they're comfortable with the language, that they're comfortable with that vernacular. And it really is helpful in all of those contexts.
Well, what happens at these workshops? Do you do activities? Is it lecture? How does it work? Mm-hmm. It seems like you would have to do some practical stuff in there.
Definitely. And so the way the workshop will work is we do a little bit of presentation. So there's always a little bit of, hey, here's what these charts and graphs mean. There's some technical detail that you really have to stand and deliver. But I think the learning in any workshop comes from participation. And so I like to use activities that get people out of their chairs. So we've got activities where people have to, They've got colored cards and you have to sort them out and say, this is like me. This one's not like me, but I think it's like Sherry over there. I think this one's like Dave over here. And so you parcel out the cards and then we have some discussion around that. We'll also put people in different scenarios and put them in the four corners of the room to mimic the four quadrants of the color circle. And we'll have them plan an activity and say, hey, you guys like to lead with red energy. We want you to plan an activity. And then we debrief as a group, and it's really a conversation, and it helps to break down some of those barriers, because when people are actually up, moving around, doing it, I think they really absorb and start digesting and understanding, you know, some of those behavioral attributes a little quicker than if they were just sitting in, taking it all in. So I try to be as engaging as possible and get them up, get them moving, and I think it's really helpful.
Well, the one challenge I've found in workshops is that everybody seems to enjoy the activity and the event. You never really know what they've taken out and how it's impacted them years later. So I'm going to put you on the spot, Jeremy, and I'm going to ask you, since you've facilitated this and you've done this, is there any examples you could share with us on how understanding the insights discovery has helped you out?
Yeah, so I think the best example, I think, is the one I shared about, you know, being able to modify my communications. So not just my email example, but really the way that I present. So again, coming from the background of a know-it-all, I thought, well, I'm just going to share as much detail as I can. I'm going to show off and peacock a little bit here about how much grasp I have of this subject matter. And I realized that, hey, if I'm presenting to a team of senior leaders who probably are leading with a lot of red energy, I need to get to the point. The more senior executives we have in that meeting, the longer it takes, the more expensive that meeting becomes. So I need to get to the point very quickly. And I need to make sure that I'm delivering, you know, solid empirical evidence of what I'm proposing, especially if it calls for an investment of time or financial resources. You know, so that's another area where, you know, I've been able to become cognizant of, hey, I'm comfortable taking my time and telling a nice story and having a great little conversation here with people. But I can't do that. I've got to put a different perspective into play, and I've got to look at it from that senior leadership point of view. And so, you know, presentations is another way where I've been able to understand what my audience is looking for and deliver to them.
Well, as a person that probably relates well to green energy, you're more than welcome to share long stories with me, because that's probably how I'm wired too, which makes doing podcasts a whole lot of fun. So, Jeremy, listen, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to share the tool with us. And if anybody's listening out there and they say, wow, we would love to try Insights, then I would refer you to give us a call at 931-221-2988. And what we can do is set you up with some groups that actually can provide Insights discovery. I think the more that a person can understand about themselves, the better human they can be to everybody else around them. So, Jeremy, thank you again. And we appreciate you spending your time and sharing your know-it-allism with all of us.
You're welcome, Mac. Thanks for having me. And I really appreciate the chance to share this.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the HR Oxygen Podcast. We hope you found something today that will relieve your stress, feed your soul, and pump you up to face another day. At Boss Builders, we want to let you know that we appreciate the hard work you do every day as an HR professional. And, as a reminder, always make sure to adjust your own oxygen mask before attempting to help those around you. Be well.